We are in it, Darden. Get off my base. Yes, get off my base. At the Mishnah, look above. Hanodah miyodeyo. Somebody takes a net, not to have any benefit for those who go down to sea. Utsu yoshe aboshe, not to have benefit for those who are 12 on land. Go down to sea as soon as we shall see to be sailors. However, miyoshe aboshe, makes it not to have any benefit from those who dwell on land, then also biyodayam is also forbidden to those who go down to sea. Shiyodayam b'chayoshe abosha. Yoshe abosha, as for many terms we'll see this evening, is a generic term, which means human beings, right? So therefore, if he takes a net or not derive any anor for yoshe abosha, also includes yodayam. Lokei l'luchim yachu yafu. Now, yodayam themselves, is not those who go from Akko to Yafo, in other words, for day cruises, right, pleasure trips, Elamishadar, or business trips, that matter, but short hops. Elamishadar Kofreshi means somebody who goes very far away from land, somebody who goes and is, I assume, a professional sailor or a sportsman of that sort. Shalot Omar. Now, this is really, we're explaining, the Reisha. The Reisha says, Oser B'yodayam, you're forbidden those who go out to sea. Shlo Tomar, don't say that the about those who go, even when you take a netter from Yordayam, don't say sorry about those who go from Akko to Yafo. Rather means somebody who actually goes far away. So, and goes down to sea, Osir, he's forbidden. It's hard to punctuate this. I really like to turn the sentence around. Let me read it to you the way I really want to do it. I would put the words Osir B'yodayam, which are on the third line of the Gemara, on the first line of the Gemara. And we're going on that line. Right, where it said Osir B'yodayam, the third line of the Mishnah. So it's saying Shlo Tomar, don't say these Yodayam which you're forbidden to go to derive benefit from. Elo Ochem Me'ako Liafo, are those who go just from Akko to Yafo. Elo B'misha Darko Lefarish Miyoshve Yabosha. Right, somebody goes great distance from those who dwell on land. Okay, so that's what Osir B'yodayam means. It's not people go on pleasure trips. When you took a nether, not driving any off from Yordayam, also in the Reisha, that also doesn't mean the people who go on pleasure trips or, you know, go paddle boating. It means people who go very far away, go down to sea and do trade. Velosof Dovar, and then we're going to, now we explain the Sefer. Velosof Dovar, the next word, Elo, is superfluous. Velosof Dovar, go on Elo, Chimeako, Liafo. Also in the Sefer, it says that, you're forbidden to derive any benefit from the Yordayam. It's not talking about Elu Ochim Me'akul Yafo, those are going from Akul Yafo, Elu Mimisha Darko Lefarish. So in other words, both when it says, I know the Yordayam Mutzer B'yeshe Yabosha, that, and the Reish of the Mishnah, means that you're not taking netter from Yordayam themselves. I mean, from any Yordayam, but rather Yordayam will go very far at sea, right? Not just want to go on pleasure boats. And when a person takes netter miyoshve yabosha, also be Yordayam, that also means you're osir in everybody, not just those who stay near the shore, who are considered yoshve yabosha, but even those who go very far away, they're also considered to be yoshve yabosha. I don't know if I made that clear, because it took me a long time actually to figure out how to learn it myself this morning, so I probably just made you confused. Let me say it one more time. There are two possible in the Dorm. There's Yoshve Abosha and Yordayam, right? Yoshve Abosha is inclusive of Yordayam. Yordayam is not inclusive of Yoshve Abosha. What Yusham is trying to explain is that if you took a nether from Yordayam, your mutz and Yoshve Abosha, including those who go from Akko to Yafo. even though they go back and forth on regularly, let's say, right, on trips back and forth from Akko to Yafo, that's not to be Yor De'ayam. Yor De'ayam is beyond international waters. Right, exactly. And vice versa. If you took a netter from Yoche Yabosha, then it includes Yor De'ayam, and not just the Yor De'ayam who go on trips between Akko and Yafo. That's partially including Yosh V'Yabosha, because they're not really going far at sea. But even those who go far at sea, they're also concluded Yosh V'Yabosha, because Yosh V'Yabosha is a generic term for human beings.
Because those people have to eventually land anyway and live on land until they go out again.
That's correct. That's why they're all included. That's very good. Right. So again, that's what the Gemara is saying. Shlotamar, I'll start the Gemara. Shlotamar Elohim Yakol Yafo. Don't say that Yor De'ayam. When it says Osmi Adayam, it's just those who go from Akko to Yafo. Ela b'misha darko lefarish, the miyoshe yabosha. Again, I got it wrong. Don't say that the people who you're not allowed to derive benefit from. Are those who go from Akko to Yafo, but rather even those who dark lefarish miyosh v'yabosh, even those who go very far away, also they are forbidden. They're also miyor de'yam. They are considered to be from. Well, I keep on getting mixed up. I just sat and stared at this for a long time this morning. I still can't see. I'm not getting reading it properly. Again. I'll take the third line, Osim Yorde Biyardeyam, and put it at the beginning of the Gemara. Osim Yorde'yam means when you took the neder to not to derive benefit from Yorde'yam, then the Shalot Tomar, starting from the first line, one, Elohim Me'ako Liapo, don't construe that to mean that Yorde'yam that you ask yourself on is just those who go down by the seashore. El Bemisha Dakul Yoshevet Yunfarish Yoshevet, it's going on. Those who go very far. And Dafka those. Not those who stay near the shore. Those who stay near the shore, they're not including your nether of your day ayam, right? And also, in the Sefer of the Mishra, when a person takes a nether from Yoshvei Abosha, it includes also the Yor De Ayam. Below Sof Dovar, it doesn't just include going Elohim Akko Liapo, doesn't just include those guys who go nearby. El Misha Dark Lefarish, even somebody who's very far away, is also included. Velomi Yoshvei Yabosha Nadar. How come the people very far included, very far away included? Didn't he take a nether from Yoshvei Yabosha? Adamras teaches us, Shayodayam, those people who go down to see the cloud Yoshvei Yabosha, they're also considered to be part of Yoshvei Yabosha. Interesting would be the case of the man without a country, if you recall your American literature, the guy who lived his entire life at sea, right? And he, ever recall that at all? He was never allowed to land, no American ship was allowed to take him into port. Nobody remembers that. Anyway. So that's Pasha sees he would also be included in the nether if the Yoshvei Yabosha was the term used. Okay. Now, he took a neder from Yor De'ayam after 30 days. In other words, he wants his neder to become effective with 30 days from now. And within these 30 days, Nasub Nei Abosha, these sailors retired. Sailors retired within the 30 days after he took his neder. What's their status? So they flew to the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. So those are recorded Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Achar Neder. We go after the time when he made the Neder. Rabbi Akiva Omer Achar Isser. Go after the time when the Isser takes place. Okay. So therefore, you see, it's a machlokas whether it's going to go by the sailors, this population of, even though it's only going to take effect in 30 days, but he took the Neder today. So the question is whether it goes by the population of sailors. Which exists today when he took the nether, caused by a population of sailors, when the nether takes effect, which is 30 days hence. Okay? So the Gemara says, obviously doesn't come to a conclusion in this machlokas, and also an interesting issue. People who go down, according to the Karban Eda, and it seems to be the Bnei Moshe as well, people who go down to sea, but not for trade, they're yacht, boaters. So are they included in Yordei Yam? Does Yordei Yam mean, you know, those people who are, old sea dog, real system? Yeah, merchant marine, stuff like that. And the Mara says, Tzricho, we don't know. The Bushami couldn't take it. We don't know exactly what the halacha is. I didn't look it up in the Babli, but I don't think that last discussion is in the Babli at all. Okay, on we go. Hanoidim Eroi Echamo, somebody who takes a nether not to have any benefit from those who see the sun. Also, after assuming, is also forbidden in blind men. Shalom is given to Zel Misha Chama Roe also. When people say Roe Chama, they don't actually mean people who mean to see the sun. They mean people who the sun sees, meaning people who live under the realm of the sun. So one of these terms, you know, like same thing like Yoshvei Abosh includes all mankind. So Roe Chama also includes all mankind. Okay? Hanoi Mishkoi wrote somebody takes a nether from those who are dark of head. Also, but Kerechim is still forbidden to our benefit from bald people, Ubali Sables, people who have white hair. Umutzer, but Noshitayim is Mutzer to our benefit from women and children, even if they have dark hair. Shayna Nikroim Shkoy Rosh Ela Noshim. Only men are called dark haired. I guess that's the way they used to describe people in the old days. I don't know. Anyway.
That's interesting because, you know, there was a member study. A view of Rabbi Meir says in the Medrash that white hair is a sign of wisdom versus dark hair is a sign shows a lack of wisdom.
Yeah, that's maybe true, but it's just an Arabic term for male as opposed to a term for wisdom. I guess even if they become white, they still remain males. I don't know
if that would
look that bad.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it either. Just hear the distinction. You're basically saying Corey Roach is locked up.
It's not me, the Mishnah said that, right?
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, versus that membership of the mayor who says, stop talking about the black
guy.
Velvet.
I'll check if he actually says.
Yeah, that whole, like I told you, that whole thing about the Machlok, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, about Maddie Mikhail Acher, Stoshim Yom, and the pleasure boaters, not in the Babli. Okay, I don't think it was. Okay, says Gemara. Says rather, Mishnah further. This is a little bit dictoc, which of course turns most of us off. But Hanoidim Yeludim, somebody who takes a nether not to derive benefit from Yeludim. Yeludim we touch up to mean those who are already born. Mutzav Eludim is allowed to have to derive benefit from those who will be born afterwards, subsequently. What? R50 cents. Is this really borrowing? Are you paying me back for these 50 cents? I think the machine keeps changing. Okay. So he takes an effort, including those who are already born. Mutzah Elohim is allowed, and those who will be born afterwards. You know, Lodim, if he takes the nether from those who are going to be born in the future, so our mayor Matir, now the Mishnah is missing something, at least according to the Bavli. If you look in the carbon 8 on the second to last line, he says, Chisuri Mechzer V'achida, so I'm missing the Mishnah, this is the way it's supposed to read. Meaning, no, Lodim, if he takes the nether from those who will be born, also be Yeludim, he's not allowed to derive any benefit from those who are already born. And the Mishnah is explaining, because the Chachamim hold that Lashon Noladim is Tarte Mashma. It means both those in the field will be born and those who are born. But Meramir, not true. Afanoidim, mean Noladim. So he takes the net and not the right benefit from those who will be born. Mutzi be Yeludim. He holds that you're allowed to derive benefit from those already born, because he holds the word Noladim actually means, you know, definitionally, it means those who are going to be born later on, not those who are already born. Okay? Says the Gemara, that says Mishra rather, Chomim say, this is the end of this, the statement quoted by the Korbaneda, Loni's Kavin say, Ela Mishra Tarkalivoli, meant those who are born, who are normally born, so that means anybody both born in the future and born in the past, and the truth is, although the Mishra doesn't discuss it, it probably includes also cesarean sections, right? It's not going to make a difference because that's the Lashem Bnei Odom. So it says more, my time on now, the Korbanator reverses things in order to make it fit with the Bavli. The Pnei Moshe Shari Torah says, Shoral, do not, but in the interest of simplicity, I'm going to learn the way the Korbanator reverses the names in the next Gemara. My time should be the Rabbana. Why the Rabbana on hold that Noladim could even mean people already born? Because it says, Atosh Nebonecha Noladim Lecha. Right, Yaakov said to Yosef, there are two sons who are no lodim to you. For Klar Nodu, they're already born. So we see no lodim means those who already are extant. So that's Rabbanan's reason, who hold that no lodim includes those who are already born. My time of the Rabbi Meir, again, switching according to the Korbanator, what's the Svar Rabbi Meir to say no lodim is in the future, because it says, this passage, Melachim, Hine ben nolad beis David, a son will be born to the house of David, Yoshio Shmo. How we know will be born? By dying lo nolad, because the time that this nevuah was made, this child was not yet born. Okay? Vayke. Hanoider mishreim se Shabbos. So somebody takes a nether from those who keep Shabbos. Also be Israel, so he's also in Jews. Kutim also keep Shabbos. Nowadays, we would say not all Jews, unfortunately, but from those Jews who are Shomer Shabbos. Okay? But in the old days, there wasn't such a concept. Me'ochle Yeshum, if somebody takes an error, not to have benefit from those who eat garlic. When are Jews supposed to eat garlic? That would be pretty bad. Yeah, Shrab Friday night, because it's aphrodisiac, right, fertility, right, so therefore it's supposed to have garlic. So it seems not just the Jews had garlic, but so to the Kutim, right? They adopted the good minhagim of the Jews. So, Mele Yerushalayim, if he takes an error from those who go up to Yerushalayim, Aser B'Yisrael is forbidden for Jews. But Mutar Kutin, because Kutin don't go up to Yerushalayim, of course. Konav Sheni Neder, Bnei Noach, a person takes a Neder not to have any benefit from Bnei Noach. Mutar B'Yisrael is not to have benefit from Jews, because even though Bnei Noach technically includes the Semites too, but nevertheless, Amaisa, that's not what he meant by his Neder, right? And we go after Lash Bnei Noach. Mutar b'Yisrael, Aser b'Umos, he's forbidden the goy. She'eni nen ozer Avraham, a person takes nen not to benefit from the children of Avraham. Aser b'Yisrael, he's Aser nami, so Mutar b'Umos, but he's allowed to have what to do with the goyim, and that includes, of course, even Yishmael, who is the son of Avraham Avinu. She'eni nen el Yisrael, a person takes a nen not to derive any benefit from Yisrael. So Lokech B'Yesri, he's got to pay more for things he buys, Umocher Pachos, and sell things at a loss. Because then he's not deriving any benefit, right? Because when he's paying too much, and when he's selling for too little, so therefore he's not deriving any benefit, right? Sheisol Nenili, if he takes Nenili, then I'm so not deriving any benefit from him. So vice versa. Lokech B'Pachos, he buys at a steeper discount, so the seller makes no profit off him, loses money. Mocha b'yeser, and he sells for more money than it's worth, because that way, again, the buyer is not getting any benefit from him. On the contrary, he's suffering a loss. Now, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, ever pragmatic, in shomim lo, should be not ain, but in. If they listen to him, because what Jew is going to pay more, right? So Shaini Nana Lambe, what? Shaini Nana Lambe mid Vaim Lee, but he says neither they should derive any benefit from me nor I from them, then Yana Lumos he can only derive any benefit from Goyim. Ask Mare V'ein Yishmael v'chal zar shai Abraham. Isn't Yishmael including the children of Abraham? Says the Gemara, no. Ki b'Yitzhak yikarei l'cha zara. And Yitzhak, you will be called, you will have, be called, generations, or have children. What? Descendants, thank you. V'ein Esav v'chal zara shazer Yitzhak. And Esav is not including zara Yitzhak. Another way of dashing this, the mixat yitzok, in part of yitzok. Ravuna amar beis trei. Be yitzok is with a base and alludes to two. Ben shu asi linchol shnei olamos. It's the son is going to get both worlds. Olam hazeh olam haba, which means Yaakov and not Esav. Rabbi Gershom b'shem Rabbi Yaakov said, Darach kolcham miYaakov. It says a star came out from Yaakov. Where from whom has the star gone out and will stand up? That's May Yaakov. So it's talking about Kohen Kamei referring back to Avram Avinu's Nevuah, that his children will be like stars. So who is likened to stars? That they must be his children, Yaakov Avinu's kids. So therefore that eliminates the line of Yishmael and Esau because they're not part of that Nebuah. Okay? Now, here's a very interesting Gemara. I must preface this Gemara with a little story. Once, many years ago, when I was in Baltimore, the Simcha Zussel Breuder was there, who was the Rosh Hashim of Chevron, Yishim and Yishlaim, and also a Slabodka. So I asked him, is it true that you guys in Slabodka, I'm paraphrasing obviously, you guys would really hold that Esav would show up today, he would be dressed in a frock and a Hamburg and be indistinguishable from any Rosh Hashiva? Because the Slabodka Derech and Musar is to say that everybody in Tanakh was very holy and very high, and their sins were very, very relatively small. But the Tanakh amplified them in order to indicate that Vlufin Madre Gosam, this is a very severe sin, and therefore they should be regarded as if they severed sin severely, even though they did not necessarily do so. So therefore I asked him, do you hold that about Esav as well? And he said yes. If Esav would show up today, it would look like any other Rosh Hashiva.
Esav is a Moed.
They put him on in the Moetzes. What? You're laughing. That's what Mar is about to say.
But Esav is a Moed.
So what?
So
Amalek,
you're supposed to
Okay, that's the Chiddush. That even that Amalek can be. You see, you think you're used to thinking of Arabs and the sort of other Sunday Israel's Amalek. They're not chashim enough to be Amalek. They have to be, you know, an Esav who has special side b'fiv in order to be, you know, true Sunday Israel.
What year was this? I'm just curious.
1981 or 1982.
It's already old.
It's very old. Yeah.
Okay, so not as old as he is today.
No, it's sure it's very old, man. Yeah, must be late 80s, right?
So it says more, Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rav Chuna said, Asi Reisa V'Rosha, Latov Taliso, he's going to wrap himself in his talis, V'Leishevi Ma'atzadikim L'Gan Eden L'Asi L'Ocho. So let's see what the Tzadikim Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyro Motzio Misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs him by the collar and pulls him away. But nobody else would know. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? Everybody else thinks, oh, this is Reb Esav, right? No, he looks just like the rest of us. Right? That's what it says here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take him by the collar and grab him away. Okay? My time of Pasuk teaches this. In Tagbia Kanesh, if you are uplifted like an eagle. Vimbe kochovim sim kinecho, and if among the stars you put your nest, mishom oritcho nuhum Hashem, from there I will take you down, says the Kosh Baruch Hu. Vimbe kochovim tzadikim buhu, the stars among which he is, not the Hollywood stars, but rather tzadikim. Kumad Adama, like it says, umatztike oravim, those who cause justice for the masses, kochovim on the water like stars forever.
They can use the proof of the grandchildren of Haman
and
Russia
learned
Torah to
Abraham. Well, they became tzaddikim. Esav's going to claim he's a tzaddikim, and he will deceive everybody except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's ultimately the tzayid b'fiv concept, right? That he's deceived Yitzhak, he can deceive anybody, right? Anybody will think he's a tzaddik, right? So I don't know. It's for me. See, I described before it's a Litvish Rosh Hashiva with a rock and a hamburg. I'm sure the Litvak probably is going to come as a chassid, and the chassid hell is going to come as a Litvak, right? I don't know exactly how he's going to show up. Anyway, says the Mishnah first. Kind of shady neder la'arelim. If a person takes a neder that he's not going to derive any benefit from arelim, muta b'arelim Yisrael, he's still allowed to derive benefit from Jews who are uncircumcised because of hemophilia or something like that, because arel is a catch-all phrase for non-Jews, right? V'asim mulyom musam is also even those goyim who have a brismila, right? Shani any neder l'mulyim, if vice versa, he says he's not going to derive any benefit from those who had a bris milah, also by Israeli, so he's not to have any benefit even from Jews who are Israeli. Who mutzah b'mulei Muslim is mutzah to derive benefit from non-Jewish mulim again, because milah is a generic term for Israel. Sheina orla kruy elo l'shem hagoyim. Goyim are called by orla. Shem Arki says ki kol goyim Israeli, all goyim Israeli b'chol beis Yisrael arli leiv and Amisol is only. We're not Orel in body, we're Orel only in spirit. Vayimet says, Vayoa plishti Orel hazeh, ke'achad me'en, it's talking about Goliath, this Orel, this Philistine Orel would be like one of them. Vayimet says, ten tismachta benos plishtim, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, ben talozna benos arelim, lest they dance, rabbi lez ben azarimer, mu'usa yiho Orla, repugnant is the Orla. Shen is gana by Rishoyim, the Rishoyim are mocked by their having an Orla. Shemar says, he called goyim arelim. All Jews, they are arelim. Chol al beis Yisrael, arelim leiv. They have a spiritual, but not a physical orla. Rav Shmuel Omer Gedolah Mila Mila is very great. Shloshe Esrei Brisos. Yichlus 13 Brisos. Where the Yerushalmi is going to explain 13 covenants. We're all concerning it, as indicated by the words in the Parsha Mila. Rav Yisrael Omer Gedolah Mila. Shidai Chasham Schabura. Bushu Hashem. Excuse me, which is more severe. Rabbi Yeshua Goramer Gedolah Mila Mila is very great. Shalom Nitla Moshe Atzadik Olam. Moshe was not granted reprieve because of Bris Mila, because he didn't give his son a Bris Mila on time. Even Shah, even for a moment. Goramer Gedolah Mila Mila is very great. She Deches and Goyim pushes off leprosy. In other words, the person has leprosy in his heart. Law, you still cut it off, despite that, even though there's normally a law of cutting off. Cutting off leprosy signs. Rabbi Omer Gedolah Mila, Mila is very great. She called Mitzvah Shura Sa Avram Avinu. All Mitzvah Avram performed. Lonik Rasholim, it wasn't called whole. Ad Shema. It's interesting that this transpose the letters of Shema in Yivet Sholem. You see that? Okay. So, Shneamet says, he's Alech Lefanai, go before me, Vayetamim, and be whole, and that's about the Bismillah. Dov Avon interpretation. Gedolah Mila, Mila is very great, Shuloli, Lo Borah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Solom, Hashem, not to create his word for any other reason, except for Pris. Shneam, that would be sufficient. Shneamar. It says, Kol Ma Hashem, Milo Brisi, Yom, and Valayev, not for my Bris, day and night, Chukos Shalai Vorts, the rules of heaven and earth, Lo something I would not have created. The Baruch and the interpretation of Gedolah Mila Mila is very good. Shushkula can I come mitzvah Shabbat Torah corresponds to all the mitzvah Torah. Nehemiah says, "Inei damar bris asher kras Hashem imachem al kol dvarim eile." So the damar bris corresponds to all the mitzvahs. All right.
That's an unusual mishnah.
Because it's Haggadah, right? It's rare. Well, it happens occasionally.
Might be on the Bible too.
Yeah, it happens occasionally. Not too often, but you're right. It happens occasionally.
I wish I had a nickel for every time I see the phrase that this mitzvah was connected to all the other mitzvahs.
You would not have that many nickels, Donald. Maybe six or seven.
All right, but
you could buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Okay, wish for something more than a nickel every time.
$1,000.
Okay, that would be more reasonable. So anyway. Amar Yochanan bar Miriam. Yochanan bar Miriam said, "See, it says, Bayom Ahu, and that day, Koraz Hashem is Prisa Savram. Hashem made a Prisa Savram more to tell the following Ad Vesbriya, see, Yochimus Yitzchok, until Vesbriya, see, Yochimus Yitzchok, possibly later on. Shlosha Shemitos, the 13 words times
the word bris mentioned in Torah,
so that the word bris mentioned in Torah 13 times is the 13 brisos. Okay? I'm wondering if Shlomo makes it seem about how we get 13, but I'm sure you're all very interested about that. Now the next Gemara, the Korban Eid changes the gear, so if you take a look at Korban Eid right at the beginning of the Gemara, not the Mishnah, it says, Ori Garzinon, Bayom HaShmini Yimbo, on the 8th day to Brismila, Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Umani Kayim Mechaleh Mosimos, it says, that Mechaleh Mosimos, if you desecrate the Shabbos, you die. B'Shabbos, it's all going on, all the other Moch, besides Mila. Right now, left Mila, maybe not, maybe includes also Mila. Umani Kayim Yom HaShmini Yimbo, Chutz M'Shabbos, maybe Yom HaShmini Yimbo includes every day except for Shabbos. Tamulomer, that's why the pasuk says, going back to the text, Tamulomer ubiyoyim afilu b'Shabbos. It says aviyom, I guess an extra vav. We darshan that it's even on Shabbos to do bris milah. Okay, the bris milah is doicher Shabbos. So it says more b'tarnavim uksuvim. In tarnavim, so we find Shabbos school in the comments. It's not just bris milah, also Shabbos corresponds to all the mitzvahs. But Torah says, "At honor may antem lishmor mitzvos ayvisor sai." How long did you refuse to keep my mitzvos and my Torahs? And it says, "See there, Jason there too." Ruki Hashem nasalochem es haShabbos. So what do we see? The Torahs which are referring to is are the Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara. That's one. The Vying Siv, it's in the Vying says, by Amru bi Bonai, Babonim, the children were rebellious against me.
Vuchukosai lo locha, they didn't go in my pathways.
It says that after Shabbos was Haichilimuro, they were very much desecrated to Shabbos. So we see that the Schil of Shabbos is very bad. It doesn't here say precisely Kanan Kor Mitzvahs, but I guess Chilimuro is very bad. Buxuvim, In the Ksun part of Tanakh, you see it says, "Vahasina yaradeto." You came down Harsina. Uksina it says, "Veshabbos kodesho hodato." You gave the lamb. You gave them your holy Shabbos. So see these two things come together. Arman Elazar ben Avina Avina said, "Mitzvah Shabbos."
The word mitzvah, when it pertains to Shabbos, in Yecheskel.
It says another one of Donald Nichols here. The Shabbos corresponds to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, right? So it says the Gemara, "Vamila deichel osar." Now Mila pushes off Shabbos. What's interesting thing? The Gemara is finally coming back around to Mila here. Mila pushes off Shabbos.
So it's interesting. Masha Chacham from Parshas Parloitzchah.
He says that Mila pushes off Shabbos was the raya for the people who are carrying Yosef's coffin to man Pesach Sheni.
Why? What does one thing have to do with the other? So he says that. Let's see if I can figure it out. Since Mila pushes off Shabbos, what is
that? The way it works is like that. Mila pushes off Shabbos, but Mila doesn't push off Korban Pesach. I made a mistake. Okay. So I explained people in the Midrash Pesach Sheni explained B'nai B'Seira. B'nai B'Seira, when Erev Pesach came on Shabbos, they didn't know if the Shechitas Korban Pesach was Dochel Shabbos. That they should carry the knives to the Beis HaMikdash. So,
I see.
If you would have told, the reason why they were in the Sukkah, whether this is Dochel Shabbos,
is because Mila is Doicha Shabbos, right? But Mila is not Doicha Pesach. If Am Yisrael doesn't have Bris Mila, except in Midbar where it's a Rosh Hashanah, they don't get to do a Korban Pesach. So therefore, the Shaila was, if they're mostly not circumcised. So the Shaila was, how can we say that,
I forget what I want, but how I want to finish that sentence.
It's not a Shaila. The B'nai B'Seira's issue was how can we allow them to bring the knives into the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. We don't know Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Because so the proof of that is that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but Mila is not Doicha Pesach. So therefore, May Pesach itself is not Doicha Shabbos. So that's why they needed to ask Hillel what to do, was standing there, and he told them to put the knives on the backs through the wool of the goats that are being to be slaughtered. Okay, so they wouldn't actually be carrying. So in any event, it comes out that the Shabbos and Bris Mila are very chashiv, right? The both shkula kinei kol Torah kula. On the Elazar Avuna, second wide line here. Moshe Shtei Matrinas, Shabbos and Mila are like two matrons. Shall you both Zuah Gavzu, they come one upon the other. Vena Yodeh Ezek Dolem Mechaveti, you don't know which one is the greater matron. Zusha Rez Nehavir, the one who goes down or steps aside in front of her friend. Adyodeh Shechaviva, Yodeh Shechavirosa Gdolem, and you know that, steps aside to make room for a friend. So you know that a friend is greater for it than her. So Zoltzu Shabbos steps aside for Bris Mila. So what's a greater matronisa? Obviously. Shabbos steps aside for Bris Mila. Obviously, Mila is an even higher madrega of Avodas Hashem than Shabbos is.
Even though Mila is only for one half of the Jewish people, like Shabbos is for both male and female.
Good. The people who can't do it, Mila is the highest, is much higher. That's what he's saying here. Okay? Avodazara Kasha Mikulam. Avodazara is the worst Avera. As it says, V'chitish Kuvalo Tasus Komitza Seila. It says that if you make a mistake and do not do all the mitzvahs. So sorry, he doesn't do all the mitzvahs, is subject to this concept of lack of kiddush. It's considered Avodah Zarenik. Now I'm getting across very poorly. V'chidush gublos hasul komitzel is the introduction to karban, one of the specific karbanos. The karban introduces avodah zarah, and the pasuk there calls avodah zarah kol hamitzvos. So we see that avodah zarah shkula kenega kol torah kula, right? Amar Yehuda Bar Pazi, Mishar Bar Pazi, Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi says chil Hashem is kosh mekulam. Chil Hashem is the word avera. Kiddush gubalos asus kol mitzvos hadol d'chsiv, as it says, v'atem beis yisrael kol ma'ashem v'kei Yisrael. Hashem said to Am Yisrael, ish kilu av l'chu avoidu, go worship your idols. But eshen kotchi lo tzchalu, I ask you, please don't mechal Hashem Shammai. Do whatever you have to do, but don't make a chil Hashem. Okay? Now, getting back to our Mishnah, with the Bris Mila Moshe Rabbeinu's kid. V'aydei sh'nisata Moshe b'mila, because Moshe Rabbeinu was not diligent in making Bris Mila for his kid Gershom, so therefore, b'kei sh'racham avos ha'argo, the Machmas wanted to kill him. And I'll see that which it says, v'aydei sh'nisata made up with him, v'aydei sh'nisata wanted to kill him. Amrei Rabbeinu said, chas v'sholeim lo nisata Moshe b'mila. Moshe is not lazy when it comes to the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Well, Elisha Dumbatzmo, he made a logic. Well, he says, Imli Movla, if I should make a Bris Mila and then go on my way, so I kind of eat it just for the kid. Vimli shows, and if I should stick around, because Baruch Amar Lech Shu Mitzrayim, Hashem said already I should save the Jews, and it's Sakonas Nevoshes. So therefore, you have to go back right away with alacrity, and didn't have time to do a Bris Mila. Ella, so why did he get punished? When he got to a hostelry, a youth hostel, wherever he was staying,
was almost 80 years old at the time. He should have made arrangements first to save Am Yisrael. I'm sorry, first to do Mila before making arrangements for a place for Lena, right? Although we see the Tzadlin says, Vayibaderach b'malok, they're ready in the hotel. That Hashem got upset at. First you make sure that Grossinger is available for you.
You know Grossinger's is.
Right?
You know Grossinger. You say Grossinger?
Okay. So did I. Famous Catskill Resort. The last of the big before the homeland actually. Last of the big kosher resorts. All right, so in any event, Adal says, how it says, Vayibaderach Mamalov. First he went and made sure he had the Grossingers, and only then did he start doing the Bris Mila. So I guess Moshe Rabbeinu's tiny was he needed a hole to be improper to have that, because that Malon must have been pretty close to Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara, interesting, I'm Rashi and Gamliel, this is not Rashi, Yochum, which doesn't bring down the Sagat, so, and I assume it's not the Bible either. Rashi and Gamliel, Chaz v'shom, lo pike shamach, la roz na Moshe, el atinok. The Malach didn't want to kill Moshe, and Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Who the Malach want to kill? The kid. What?
He's responsible for
the parent
until the kid becomes
bar mitzvah. The trial is whether by B'nai Noach it's like that. I don't know if that's true. It's a good point you're raising. I don't know. But he says it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was the kid. Right. That's before my daughter said that B'nai B'nai Noach, even though they had to have Bris Mila. Right. So I don't know exactly what to do with the child. Isaitania Tino Bo Reisel says, well, come and see, third line. Mikoy Chosen, who's called Chosen? Moshe Atino. You know, Sipor says, Chosan Dami Matoli. So she told about Moshe or the kid. Isaitania Moshe says, some people say she started the Moshe, and Moshe is called the Chosan. Each time, even though they've been married for many years already, each time, those who say Hatinok called the Chosan. Hatinok is called, the child is called the Chosan. Man, the Mar Moshe called the Chosan, he says the Moshe is called the Chosan, because, and then, Tzipora said, Chosan! Doni misbakish miyotcha! Chosan! Because of you, the blood of the child was questioned. And she was ranking him out. Man, the Mar Hatinok called the Chosan, quite a bit of jewels that the kids called the Chosan, she was saying, Chosan! My chosen bacher, b'domi my doy midli. You've been able to withstand this because of the blood which I spill on your behalf. Okay? Says the Gemara, there's a third opinion. Tatika tzipora tsar tsar. First we read a bustle, tzipora took a rock. Vati chosen saw his banan, she cut the oral of her kid. Vatagara gavi, she touched his legs. Rabbi, three opinions, chadam al ragul shamoisha. She put the knife at the feet of Moshe in order to symbolize that she was atoning for Moshe. She put it by the legs of Malach in order to symbolize that this episode should be an end. Right? Swallowing, according to Chazal, I don't remember what Chazal's, but Rashi says that there was like a serpent which was swallowing Moshe from the bottom up and then from the top down to the Malkum Mila. So obviously that was not a pleasant experience. So in any event, Charon Amar L'Raglo Sheltina, it was for the legs of the child, though I guess was swaddled or half covered. Madamayel L'Raglo Sheltina Moshe, it came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So then we say, she put the blood-stained rock by Moshe Rabbeinu's feet. So we're calling that Hel Gazei Chavach. She's saying to her husband, here this is, eliminate your debt. Ma'adamar Raglo Shemalchi, he says that she put the rock at the footsteps of the Malach. So she said to him, Helach, here's your thing, Avat Shechusach, you did your work, now go home. Okay? Ma'adamar the rag of Shatinok, that she put it up by the legs of a Tinok, means she did the Bris Mila herself. Actually, we're not making nowadays women to do Bris Milas, but it's a matter of some contesting, because you see that Pashas is that she did the mila for her son, Tzipora. Okay? In any event, Vayirach Mimenu, she loosened her grip, and then she said, Chasan Damim Lamulos. Chasan Damim for Bris Milos. So Mikal Shtei Milos. Right here, since it says Milos, two Milos, it means that there are two components of Mila. Achas Lamila, one of them is the chopping, Vachaspir, one is the ripping of the outer membrane. A lot of Vachas Lamila, one is the initial chopping of the Eder, Vachas the season, one is forgetting whatever snippets of flesh are left. Okay? Yimo Besarol so. Now getting back to the issue of the priest, may she do Bris Mila on your Erla, Av Abishiashim Taras, even though there's Taras there, because Bris Mila pushes off Taras. Right? Oh, same thing. Vahiris is born Taras, right? So now, the Korban Eda changes things here around a little bit. If you look, almost due right in the Korban Eda, there's a Loch HaGimel at the end of the line. The line below that. Everybody see that Hey Gimel at the end of the line? Donald?
Yeah.
Okay, Ochi Garcina. Mani Kai Mishor Venega, what does it mean you should watch Nega Taras? Chutzi Mil, perhaps it doesn't include Mil. Mil, you just chop away merrily. Why not laugh? Mil, even by Mil, you have to be careful not to cut off Taras. Mani Mikai Mimbo, getting back to the Gemara. So what do I do with Yikai Basar, Yimbo Basar or so? Bismar Chech or Baeris? When there's no affliction there. Tamilomar Basar. Now, this is going on. I forgot what this is for, yeah.
What's the Tamilomar?
Yeah. Okay, my kai mi mo basar so bis manche chveres when there's no bears. That's all I mean. Tamulomer basar, right? That's a basar appreciation, but bears mi mo basar so means the flesh is all no matter what, no matter what the status is. Okay. Says mo died rabbi or kor rabbi or dam mitzvah say dochas mitzvah slos I say. Have we say so tzita? Say is slos I say even though it's not written right nearby. Our daited Rabbi Yossi that all these are says the dochel lo sasays. Our daited Rabbi Yossi that my emes are say dochel mitzvahs lo sasay. And our says now doesn't push off lo sasay. Eli moys oksuva betzira. Unless we're in a close connection in the chumash, so became the b'sar lo so. Aye, so here bris mila and cutting off tzaras are not written in close proximity. Nevertheless, as it says b'sar lo so kimi shehi oksuva biyada. In other words, that b'sar lo so is superfluous. So therefore, it's like a free radical which goes from place to place, and what? And it teaches us that you can cut off the taras, even though it's normally forbidden. Okay, so besides so those words which are superfluous, they teach us that you cut it off even if there's a taras there. It's like you made a winyan X, stay winyan Y.
Now,
the mitzvah
to say of
mila
is not written near the mitzvah to say of Shabbos.
Yeah, it is. Through the drasha of Yom Hashmini Mo Basar L'Sol, so it's the same pasuk. Here it's not a word, you know, you're right. Here it's not really a word based drasha. Here it's more of a word based drasha. So, because it says, actually, I'm not sure about that. What?
Yeah.
So here. I'm not sure I understand exactly what you're asking. Hasei Dogolos Hasei is only when they're written together. But that's only, I think that's only if there's no special limud. So Biyom Hashmini qualifies as a special limud. That's what I meant to say. Okay? Okay. Now, Hadro Achai Benador. Next paragraph. Ein Ben HaMudra Anoam Mechavero. The Zodot is somebody who forswears all benefit from his friend. Mumuda Mena Machel Tony forswears just eating from him. Elegis Israel, if he only forswore eating, he's allowed to walk through his yard or his house. The Kaleman, he's allowed to use his vessel, Shein Eis Ben Mochel Nevich, which he does not use for foodstuffs. HaMudra Anoas Machel Michael, there's somebody that takes now not derive any benefit from foodstuffs her friend. No, mechaber. You ask her hano of your foodstuffs from your friend. You can't lend him anything with which you make food, such as various different sieves and mills and ovens. But since the hanoah has to do with Michael, you're not providing with any food. You can loan him a choluk, a garment, a talis, nizomi, tabos, and makeup. Not makeup, but jewelry. Chodavar, sheino simba bo ochel nefesh, any place where one doesn't make ochel nefesh, makom, anything with these kelim, makom shemaskirin kates, but nevertheless, if you rent them out normally for money, also now it's given as a free rental to the guy against whom he made a nether. Is that clear, that last case? If I take a nether, not to provide Yaakov any Hanoah's Michael, so I can't give him the premise, right? Because obviously it's Hanoah's Michael. Can I give him the cell phone? You would say yes, right? The answer is no. Why? Because normally cell phones cost money. He's saving money by using my cell phone. What's he going to do with that money?
Buy food,
so it's awesome. You got that? I don't have anything to think that. I don't know if it's true or untrue. In fact, this is not true. I just came up because I don't have cell phones. That it's also to go, if you see a meter running out, it's also for you to go feed the meter. It's illegal to do so.
Yeah,
yeah,
a
woman was arrested for that. I just heard this mice today. Somebody told me that.
It was last year.
That's mamish kaifin on me, that's dumb.
Down the street, and someone arrested her. Why? Because she's not allowed to do that. She's so
far almost all the fun. Right. She's saving them from tickets. She's not allowed to do that. It's mamish kaifin on me, that's dumb. It's unbelievable. Well, yeah, that's the way it is. Okay. I'll tell you, that's the story. Just told me there. But he said it's even also, as far as that sense, for you to go and feed your own meter. But you can't go and replenish the quarter.
Leave that spot after an hour.
Right. Right. But I think that's only where there's a limit posted, like a 2-hour limit or something like that. Anyway, interesting halachos. Okay, so be that as it may. It says in our Mishnah, now if I forbade all hanor from my food upon you, I can't give him a pots and pans. Why? Flomi machol nether, isn't the nether from foodstuffs? It's not from food preparation stuff. It's from foodstuffs, right? Our Mishnah Shemilah says kini mas niso. You have to read the Mishnah side of it. Ein ben moder hanor lechamichavero lemoider hanoyas machol mechavero. It's not machol. But anoyas machol, the benefit, you know, the pleasure of the food, right? It's not just the actual food itself, right? It said in the Mishnah the actual food itself, but we say now to provide pots and pans. So instead of saying a machol, we say anoyas machol, the anoa of the food, which include pots and pans. Okay? Says my time the base Rebbe K. We also look this way in the Mishnah in the house of Rebbe. You know, I suspect that there's a word missing there. It should be the Beis Rebbe something or other. Because the Mishnah of the House of Rebbe is normally taken to be Al Mishnah is in front of us. So I don't know what it means, Tani the Beis Rebbe. Anyway, Tani the Beis Rebbe, I might annoy us, Machel Mechaber. Then, Leishlan, you can't loan him enough. Or Kfar Echaim, Tani, with various different sifting mechanisms. Tani, interesting thing. Ava Mashilo. You're allowed to loan to your friend, even though you forbade upon him, annoy us, Machel. Koyseis, cups, sukaros, and plates. The tamchuyim and tamchuyim are like containers. Why? It's a fascinating thing. Shein amahayim sa'ol, they don't deprive benefit from food. Ava machnisin by masalcho. Just put food in them. Hanoyas macho is where you provide them with food preparation material. But food storage material is not considered to be hanoyas macho. It's interesting. I don't know what the distinction is, but that's Yushami's distinction.
If you didn't have a place to store it, you would spoil.
What? But obviously then it would spoil even if you had a place to store it. It's like using a cup in the middle of a meal or something like that. It's an interesting concept. Okay, it's a big Kiddush, I think. With frosting potatoes also, of course, various different types of pots are also. Litchon v'litroch to assist them in grinding and pressing grapes or olives is also. Litzor, can you help them harvest? Tzricha, it's a teku. The leaves are also to harvest grapes. That's also a teiku. Why is that a teiku? Because maybe that's a nice macho, but maybe on the other hand, they're so far removed from being food at the time you harvest them that maybe it's permissible. Interesting, Sean.
Grapes?
What?
But I mean grapes?
They don't even know we ate raw grapes in the old days. It's a new thing to eat raw grapes. What do they do with grapes?
Wine.
Wine, right?
I think it's a bottom line issue.
The bottom line issue. Okay, so that's he's not saving that much. You help him on that. So David, so says Hanoyas, it should be Hanoyas Macho Mau. What if he said, is that true only when he said Macho, or even when he said Hanoyas Macho, that even then you're allowed to potentially harvest within the word doesn't answer. Tani Avo Mashil Shokadam. Now it says you're allowed to lend them an axe. Have a certain man that wants to save a cardam shall be coin. It's an axe used to cut down trees to get the fruits out. So that's like harvesting. That would be mutter. That's more now tipote a cardam shall makosh. So about an axe used to bang nails in actually or something like that. It's not, therefore, it's no riot to our sugya. Okay? Leshman amiyakum, we don't hear anything for this. Rabbi Avuna, Rabbi Om, Rabbi Yirmi, a boy, Rabbi Yirmi said, Rabbi Avuna said, Rabbi Yirmi asked, Ahain Yusta. The Yusta Goyim Bnei Moshe is a belt which has holes in it. So it can be used as a sieve. Right? Can sift with it. Ahain Yusta. We came with the Merachat since it has holes which are far apart. The Choshev Kimchan, you can use it to sift flour. It's a statement actually. Also Mishalei, not allowed to loan it in. Because people use it frequently to make food. Right above Hashem, Rabbi Zira said, "Shuhu benoisei, kenoisei lo mos, likab ben kikikon." So I give him money in order to buy bread. In other words, and they're both awesome. You're not allowed to give a guy money if he's you're noider on nois machel from him, because what's he going to use the money to do? To buy bread. So therefore, it's awesome. Right above Bechia, boy, I think it's a statement. Me'atu also a shulah mos. You're not even allowed to loan him money. Shunoisim lamos the likab ben kikikon, because you're giving him money to buy food with. He's going to have to pay you back? So what? A mice, you own the money to buy food in the meantime. That was per immediate anah. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Nas, Rabbi Nas, Ilan Kosmidia. I think it's the same word as cosmetics. In other words, these are ways in which he can make himself look nice, to eat some of him. And then he can get more food. Also, Mishlani now allowed to loan him. So it's interesting, that's the way the Karmid 8 interprets it, but it's interesting shot in the Ora Yosher, he says, if there's an Afghan, I don't know how he steps into the Gemara, it's a pretty neat trick, I don't know exactly if it works, but it's a cute svar he uses. He says, if the Hanoyas Machel is such that we ask for Hanoya, not just Machel, then it should even be something which is a Shavar Pruta. But if we learn that the Hanoyas Machel is predicated on the Machel, that should only be something which should be based on Kezias, right? Because Machel should be based on Kezias, Hanoyas Machel should be based on Pruta. So he wants to say the cosmetic business over here is somehow worth more than a Kezias, but less than a Pruta. And that's the Shiloh, can you provide him with that? So if Hanoyas Machel is also cut as Hanoah, then the Shiloh would be a Pruta, then you'd be allowed to give him cosmetics. If the shear is a kezias, like food, that's even less. Kezias can cost a pruta in the old days. So then that would be also even for less than a kezias, because it's similar to food stuff. Lemaisa, again, as I said before, the Korbe learns it's indirect. It's not that the cosmetics itself are issues of providing with money, which would allow him to go buy, but issues of providing him with the capacity to go out and raise more money, so like giving him a green card. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
Same concept about doing business with Goyim 3 days before their holidays.
How do you want
to get them off? So they're going to take the money that they've made.
Not the money, no. They're going to be Meshabech to Avodah Zarah. That's not exactly the same thing.
In
1968, when I was 6 years old, I was seeing the